The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. This flower is named after a shepherdess who had an unrequited love for a gardener. Each day she would walk to his door to impress him by piercing her own heart with a golden arrow. The blood that would drop to the ground would turn into scarlet flowers that would line his path. I don't know if that shepherdess ever got her gardener, but I do know her name was Amaryllis. This South American tropical bulb is easy to grow and rewarding with its large 10-inch diameter multiple blooms. Plus, with a little care, you can get it to rebloom again next winter. Amaryllis bulbs are hardy in southern climes, but we mostly force them indoors to bloom in winter. The flowers are double or single with colors such as deep scarlet, white, salmon, pink, yellow, and striped. Newer dwarf versions have more flowers with shorter flower stalks, so they're less likely to flop over. Pot up Amaryllis now into a container a little larger than the bulb. Place in a brightly lit room and water them well. In a few months, your Amaryllis should be in full flower. Most bulbs produce two flower stalks and some even three. Remove spent flowers as they fade and cut back the flower stalks to the bulb when all the flowers have passed. Keep the bulb with its leaves growing, and in early summer, move the pot outdoors to a morning sun location. Fertilize monthly and keep well watered. In early fall, cut back the leaves to within 2 inches of the bulb, stop watering, and place the bulb in a dark 40 to 50 degree room to go dormant for about 6 weeks. Then bring it into the light and warmth again to bloom once more in winter. And now for this week's tip. Erect A-frame teepees over delicate shrubs such as rhododendrons that are planted underneath the drip line of your house to protect them from snow and ice falling off the roof. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about air-cleaning houseplants. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.